You pierce the darkness with the fiercest light. You'll be remembered, never die. Neon woman, bright and bold. You've been burned, but fire tests the gold. Neon woman, hear her roar. Don't you ever.
Oh, hi. Welcome back to the Neon Woman podcast. It's been a minute, but we are back, and we are back for season 3 of Neon Conversations. My first guest for season 3 is Atti Grinspun. Atti is a personal brand coach and photographer, and she joins me to discuss her origin story, her journey as a bartender in Vegas, making the decision to start her own photography business, and how that led to her eventually becoming a brand coach. I absolutely loved chatting to Atti. She was such a vibrant, inspirational woman, and she just embodies everything it means to be a neon woman. I really hope you love our conversation. Here it is. Atti, welcome to the Neon Woman podcast. Thank you for joining.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited. It took us a minute to be able to connect, and I'm so excited that you have me.
I like to start every interview with the same question, which is, you know, we're all known for what we do in life as, you know, for careers and stuff, but who are you without your career? Who's Atti outside of that?
I love that. I did a branding exercise a while ago, and, you know, like, and I do this with my clients, but like, you ask people, right? Like, 3 things they would use to like describe you. And to my surprise, I was not expecting this. The 3 things that came up were cheerleader, fears and no fear, which it's crazy because I never thought of me that way. And courageous. So that was very, cheerleader, courageous, and no fear. And when I did a little bit of work around that, I realized that it's true. I take a lot of risk and I always go for what I love, and I bring that into everything I do.
Okay. Yeah. I like that.
Me too, right? Like, it was actually kind of cool to like hear that from other people.
Yeah. Cause you expect them to just say the things you expect them to say, don't you?
Yeah, and I wasn't really like, I didn't know, because I did that when I was transitioning careers. So I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
Right? So it was kind of cool.
That is interesting. Well, talk to me about your origin story. Like, I kind of always like to ask, you know, who were you growing up, and whether that influenced kind of what you do now for work?
Oh my God, so much. So let me start. I'm going to try to condense it a little bit because, you know, we all have a long story, but which are the things that I think that really play a game on what I'm doing today? So I was born in Argentina. I lived in Buenos Aires until I was 21. So I was a city rat, if you want to call it. Buenos Aires is a huge city. And, you know, I don't consider that we were poor, but then as I, you know, moved away and I traveled, I went to live in Spain and I came to the US, I realized that we didn't have much. I never realized that until I went on travel, right? Like that, especially as a country, not so much in my household, like nothing was missing in my house. We're not missing food or clothing or anything. But as a country, like the differences with other places in the world, right? And so that also made me realize how much of a lack mindset I had in a lot of ways, because that's, you know, that's how you live there. So when I was around 18, I went to hospitality university. So then I wanted to become a hotel manager, like do hospitality, travel, all of that. And in my way to that career, I started bartending and I became a flair bartender. I don't know if you know what a flair bartender is.
No.
Okay, so those that flip the bottles like Tom Cruise back in like the 80s. So life took some crazy turns and I ended up being the first, like not the first, but like the female, the best female flair bartender in the world for many years. So wow. I ended up living in Argentina. I had a bartending school in Argentina. So that was my first entrepreneurial. And I was like 19. So when people tell me like, oh, why are you always entrepreneurial? And I never thought of me like that. But in reality, I had my first business at 19.
That's with crazy. Other,
right? Like, and I had that school and we actually had many bartenders that had gone and traveled the world bartending. So then I moved to Spain. From Spain, I came to the US. And I ended up in Las Vegas, right? Like, because Las Vegas was the mecca of flair bartending for many, many years. And I settled at a job that I loved. And I was at that job for 16 years. So as the years went by and I kept traveling and I kept competing, the one thing that was a constant in my life was I always was very obsessed with everything that I took on. Like, no matter what it was, I would like, eventually I went to photography school, right? That is part of what I do now. And I became really good at it. Like when I was bartending, I became really good at it. Then I started doing triathlons and I became really good at it because I never take no for an answer. And I always ask myself, how can I X, Y, and Z? Like no is not an option for me. So that was kind of like shaped a little bit of my past without like getting into like the crazy details. But then when I became a mom, the one thing that happened is because, you know, I was competing and I was a world champion flair bartender, but I was still bartending. So I was working late night hours. I never really took that. And a lot of other bartenders that were really good at it, open flair schools and stuff like that. But I never saw myself doing that forever. I knew that I had an amazing career. I made a lot of money and I met amazing people. I traveled the world, but I never really saw myself bartending forever, right? Because I was like, what am I gonna do until 4 in the morning? So when my son was born, I was like, okay, what am I gonna do now? So at this point, I had been growing a side hustle in photography for a few years. I went to photography school and again, I got really obsessed with it and I went all in and I was doing portraits for many years. I was doing babies and families and all of these. And I just, even though I loved it, I don't know. There was something for me, like what I was telling you, right? Like I've always been a cheerleader. And there was something in that niche that really didn't put a fire in my belly. So eventually I had a very short affair with network marketing, right? Because I love the products and I saw an opportunity for me. But what I'm always going to take out of that experience was that it made me realize how much I loved cheering other people on. And, you know, that I love coaching other people and that I actually was really good at it. So at that point, I niched down to personal branding photography because in that realm, when I met other network marketers or people that, you know, were in business, I started networking, which I never networked before. And I started going into the world and I was like, there is so many women that actually need what I had to offer as a photographer. And I always been like a marketing, like, I don't know, like rat book. Like I loved reading books about marketing. I did that when I started my portrait business. I did that in Argentina for the school. So for me, social media, all of that comes super easy when for some people it's like, ugh, they hate it. For me, it comes super easy. And I really see the potential on social media. It's free, right?
Yeah. So,
exactly. So I started doing personal branding photography, and then eventually the pandemic hit, right? I did that for a few years. I ended up leaving by my bartending job. I was ready to leave, and then the pandemic hit. And when the pandemic hit, the crazy thing was that I opened a Facebook group with the idea to just stay in contact with the clients that had canceled their sessions, you know, and the people that I had like kind of on my business world at the time. And I started doing these little workshops about how you can take your photos during the pandemic, how you can take your photos with your phone, how you can post on social media. And I didn't even realize how much knowledge I had until that.
That's crazy.
And right? And that became literally a whole coaching program. And my whole mission, I know, is to help women to really overcome the fear to show themselves on social media, but also strategically, so we don't have to be stuck on our phones, so we don't have to be like, you know, like that confusion. And I'm sure that because you have a business, we all went through it. I went through it. Mm. And I had to be like, okay, stop. Like, how does this actually need to look to be a real business? Not just me trying to put a post up on Instagram and hope somebody's going to like it, mm, right? Like, yeah. Build a brand, build yourself, so you're actually known for the things that you want to be known. And it's been an amazing ride. And that is kind of like, I think it was a little bit long, but I think that I always knew that I was going to be here doing what I'm doing. I just didn't know how it was going to look like.
Yeah, that's crazy. I had no idea that you'd kind of started your business just before the pandemic.
So I had the business before, but the coaching started with the pandemic, yeah. Because so many people needed direction and so many people needed help, because all we had for what, a year and a half, was social media.
Yeah. Well, if you're in Sydney, we're still in lockdown. So.
Oh, are you guys?
Yeah, we're in like week 10 or 11 of lockdown again. Crazy.
Oh my God. I don't even want to think about it, because I think that we kind of follow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't even want to think about it.
So let's go a little bit back to the photography business, and then we'll dive into the, you know, building a brand. So you decided to follow your passion for photography and you opened your own studio. Did that seem like a crazy leap for you to go from,
it was,
you know, bartending, okay, to just like, hey, I'm,
oh my
gonna...
God, girl, it was so crazy. Because what happened was, I, again, right, no fear, but I didn't realize that. So that has a pro and a con. Now that I've done a lot of personal development, I see sometimes when you have no fear, sometimes you take decisions being like, oh, it's a no-brainer. But sometimes it's suicide.
Yeah.
So for me, because I also had the money to do it, I invested about 30K in that moment to buy cameras and buy lights. And I had a home that at the time I was living, I moved into another house and I turned that into my studio and I painted it and I put, you know, the every room was something different for photography. And it was great, but I literally didn't really have a lot of experience. And that's when I had to be like, oh, I need to market. I actually need to do marketing. So when my clients come to me and they're like, well, I'm just posting. And I'm like, girl, there is so much more than just putting a post up on social media, mm, right? Like your messaging, who are you talking to? Like, how are you showing up in the community? All these things, right? And the leap was scary. And actually, I actually did go back to bartending in the middle of that. And because I was scared and I couldn't see the success that I was having. Now that I've been in business for longer and I hire a business coach and I'm seeing growth, also what has happened is I understand that when you are progressing, that is success.
Mm.
Right. Yeah. So I had to do a lot of personal development also to really understand how business worked.
Yeah. It's It's crazy because, like, with Neon Woman, this is a side hustle for me at the moment.
What do you do? What is your non-side hustle? What is your 9-to-5?
I have a very corporate job, 9-to-5, in aviation. So it's just, it's a desk job, you know, and I love it. I've worked really hard to get this job. But it doesn't fuel the creativity like Neon Woman does. And I've always been a creative person. And this was just a way during lockdown last year to finally do something with it.
And to connect. Yeah. And to connect. For me, it's all about connection. One thing that I bring to the table, I believe, and it has proven to be true through pretty much everything that I do in my business, is I love connecting women.
Yeah.
Because I really believe, like in my case, right? Like I had a career where I was successful. I loved it for so long, but it was time to move on. And so many women have passions, skills, even the resources, but they would not take the leap just because they don't have anybody cheer them on.
Yeah.
Or because they don't believe that they can do it because like I was, right? Like I had the resources, I had the money, I had the knowledge, but not maybe on the business side, but right, like on the photography, but I didn't have the support system to be surrounded by people that were doing the same that I was doing. Not necessarily photography, but business in general.
Yeah, and also when you get into like the social media, you know, even with a podcast, there are so many podcasts and there are so many people with Instagrams about podcasts and, you know, it's just saturated with
different people. This is the thing. Every area of business is saturated. I just had this conversation with somebody inside my Facebook group. Every industry is saturated. My industry is saturated, right? But the thing is, nobody can do what you do the way you do it, right? So that is why personal branding is such a passion of mine. Yeah. Because you can do the same. There can be, because it all goes back to that network marketing experience that I acquire. And I'm not pursuing it at this moment, but what I learned was like, in a network marketing company, every single person in there has the same product.
Yeah.
Why somebody's going to pick you over somebody else? Why somebody would join your team is the same in business. Why somebody would want to sponsor Neon Woman over, right, like other podcasts? And it all comes down to what you stand for. It all comes down to your message. It all comes down to who you are at your core. Mm. So one of the things that happened to me is because I was in a male-dominated industry for all my life. And it's actually, I handle men codes a lot better than I handle women codes. I'm, for being a woman, and I believe that I'm some sort of feminine, maybe not a lot, but my, like, I'm no bluff, right? Like I'm very blunt. I'm very like, and that is really valuable in a business environment, even with women, but in the real life with women, that is not very valuable. That is not the codes that women handle. And I found it that even though it helps me with my coaching, in real life, sometimes it's like, ooh, right? You're intense or you're this. And I had to learn to be like, that's me. And that is part of my brand. And that's what I bring to the table. And that's what I teach other women, to really own, right, their own voice, and to really understand that if they're trying to copy the next girl that is doing the podcast, the next girl that is doing real estate, the next girl that is doing network marketing, it's not going to work. It's not going to work.
I really think authenticity is so important.
The world is looking for that because I think that social media has made it where we all blend together. People, like, imagine, like, right? Like, you're just going like this, and you're just seeing 100 people every day, like 100,000, depending on how many people you're following. So you're getting all these different ideas on your head. And the only people that are going to connect with you are the people that resonate with your message.
Mm, yeah.
And that's how you're going to be remembered.
Yeah.
Because of that message.
Well, let's get into branding then.
Okay.
For people that are listening to this, who perhaps have always wanted to start their brand or have just started kind of like me, what can you tell them about like the kind of 101 about where to even begin?
Okay. So I think that the first thing to know is that we all already have a brand.
Ourselves.
Without knowing it or not. What that means is a brand is the perception that other people have of you. Okay.
So,
right? Because a brand is not like, if you think about it, a product is an actual something that you can actually touch. This is a bottle, it's pink. I like it, I don't like it. It's useful, it's not useful. But a brand is the perception and the feelings that somebody has of you. So if you translate these to maybe Nike or Coca-Cola, and these are like huge brands, right? But you would choose those over the other because of something that they mean to you. But the same happens when it becomes to your personal brand. So when you're starting from zero, it's all about managing those perceptions in whichever group you're trying to expand that, right? Because for example, for me, I believe that in this time and age, you should be the same person you show up for your family, for your business, for your job, right? Of course, there is people that have a 9-to-5 and sometimes they're like, well, I don't want my boss to see these. But at the end of the day, hiding is not going to do anything good for you. When you can show up in the same capacity as who you are, it becomes so easy. So the second part of that is really understanding who you are and what you want and what do you want to be known for, right?
Yeah.
Because that self-discovery that a lot of people do not want to do, because you have to actually look inside, is what brings that authenticity. And when you're starting to show up with authenticity, now it's easier because you are sharing about the things you love. You are sharing about the things you have conviction about. So for somebody that like is just starting out, the number one thing first is understanding who you are and write it down. Okay, what do I want to be known for? But this is at any capacity. What do I want to be known for in the business? In business, how do I want to be known in my personal life? It's all about bettering yourself. Because the one thing that I believe a lot of people have in mind is they think that branding is the logo, the fonts, the colors they're using, right? And the way I teach branding is in these steps. First, brand strategy. Second, brand visuals. And third, brand marketing, right? Because I apply personal branding to business. However, on that brand strategy, all the steps, the number one step is self-discovery. Because we cannot build a visual brand if we don't know who you are, right? Like people like jump and buy a logo and then they don't like it, but they don't like it because they picked that logo out of a freaking packet that somebody else sent them, right? So under that self-discovery and core values, mission statement, the vision, where you want to go, and also who you want to work with, which in any business program, you're going to always hear about ideal client avatar. But I go a step farther, which is, who do you want to work with? And that can change. That can change, and that's okay. But you need to understand that one of the reasons why people don't know how to create content is because they don't understand their client. They don't understand who they're speaking to. So you need to understand yourself. You need to understand your client. And you need to know what you want to show up in the world as. That is the trifecta, right? Under the self-discovery and the brand strategy. And then you can move on to be like, okay, how do I communicate all the things in the world? And you communicate through words, through photos, through colors, through fonts, through logos. But that, because all of that is what is going to translate on those feelings and the things, right? That we want people to think of us. And then at the end of all that, we can talk about actual marketing. Do I want to use email marketing? Do I want to use social media? Do I want to use networking in person? Because at the end of the day, there is so many things you can do And you may be adding to your business, but when you're first starting out, you need to really look at where you're going in and then break down from the future down, right? Yeah. So that it, and I think that's that, but to answer your actual question, the trifecta is who you want to show up as in the world, where to start is understanding what you want to be known for, then understanding who you want to work with. And sometimes it could be influencers, right? Like, because I know a lot of people don't like the word influencers. Every single one of us, if you have a message to say into the world, we're all influencers. Yeah. If you're trying, like you with the podcast, right? Bringing women that are doing amazing things in, into the podcast to have a message, you're influencing people.
Yeah. It's really interesting that you said that your brand is kind of who you're known for just in life, because what I wanted to do with Neon Woman is, and I didn't even realize this until you said it, I am known in life for hating small talk. Like, I hate it. But I love having deep, meaningful conversations with people. And that is the message I have put out into the world. But it was literally, it wasn't until you just said it that it, I connected. I love that.
You need to write that down right now. You need to write it down because it's going to fly away. And it's funny I said that because I have a really, really hard time with small talk.
Yeah, it's awful.
Like, you know, we especially because I'm so passionate about what I do. So I talk about branding from a very deep space. So the clients that come to work with me, they need to be in a space to really do that self-discovery. It's not just about, you know, somebody, I was on a consultation call and she was like, oh yeah, the mission statement is like the blah, blah, your business. I'm like, and I'm thinking she may not be my person because if for you, it's like, yeah, it's that fluff. And I'm like, yeah, you know, yeah. But if you want to build a team and you want to have an impact in the world, if you are a purpose-driven entrepreneur, your mission is everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think people just want to start a brand without really looking at themselves. They just, they just want to have a brand.
Yeah. And what they, I see this over and over and over, especially with women like us, is we just want it done for us. Like what, like people are in a rush, right? They're like, I don't have time for this shit. And I'm like, you don't have time to not do this work. Because if you're really going to grow a business and you're tending to the urgent all the time without looking at the important, you're not building a business. You're just creating a job for yourself where you're always on the hamster wheel, like putting fires out. You're not really building a business.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, talk to me about the coaching program. Like if people want to sign up for it or get in touch with you.
I love that. Okay. So Be You Brand is the name of my coaching program. And that's why I said it's for women that are ready for the next level of success. They're ready. Like, you know, they've been in business for a while. They've seen some success. They're making some income. And now they're like, okay, now I want to clarify my message. I really want to hone in certain audience. And I always said honing in a certain audience is not the same as niching down. But when the first few years of your business, you need to serve certain niche or certain clientele, and then you can expand. But first, you need to be known for X, Y, and Z, right? So this is for the woman that is ready to start showing up on social media. Maybe she is showing up, but she's not really sure what to post. But they already have some level of success, and they're ready for the next level. So it's a six-month program. They meet with me every week. They watch a video. I give them something to do that week, and then they come and they workshop it. Usually, their brand, the work on their brand is on the first 3 months, and then the next 3 months is all about finding the marketing strategies that work for that brand that they want to grow, right? So once they graduate, they have a cohesive presence all over the board. Whatever we decide together that is for their ideal client, for their brand. So for example, for a woman, maybe being on Instagram, being on LinkedIn, being, I don't know, in YouTube, right? But for somebody else, maybe, for example, like realtors that are local, like I actually have some realtors starting YouTube channels now, but you know, it may be networking in person. How long have you been doing this? Is it a luxury market? Are we gonna bring a video person for you, right? So we look, but at the beginning, it's all about the messaging, and then it's all about the implementation. So that they have clarity on how they move forward, and they have the knowledge to do this all over again if they ever want to rebrand.
Yeah.
Because what I hear so much from women is, oh, can I just hire somebody to do this shit for me? I'm like, actually, not at the beginning, because the messaging needs to be you. Nobody can create the messaging for you.
See, I'm really protective over my brand. I don't want, like, I've recently just had a theme song written for the podcast, and I commissioned some like original drawings for the whole brand. And I was, you know, someone said to me, hey, I'd love to like design some like Instagram story branding for you. And I was like, I don't want, like, that's my thing. I do that.
And I think that it comes down to a little bit of that pride. I am the same way. I did have somebody kind of like, I gave them what I was doing, and then that person polished it, right? Yeah. Because I was like, hey, I don't think the fonts are working together, but these are the fonts that I like, and that person polished them. And I don't know if you noticed, my branding is very blah, like very bold, very pink, because I want to work with women. And, you know, some people are not going to be attracted to that, and I'm okay.
Yeah.
Because also part of your branding is attracting who you want to work with, but repelling all the people that are not for you.
Yeah. Well, there's a difference between choosing people you want to work with because they align with your beliefs, and just saying yes to everyone because you want to get,
or because
10,
you need
10
the money,
million followers or something. Yeah.
But I think that a lot of the women, and I'm going to be honest, I did this at the beginning too, when I was doing also portraiture. Sometimes at the beginning of your journey, you're saying yes to a lot of projects that may not align with you. And the big problem with that is that you get more of what you do in your business. Like if I'm going out and I don't know, I'm going to give a really good example. So all the photography I do is natural light, very light and airy. I pose my people very naturally. I don't do like a lot of like crazy poses with lighting or anything like that. So if somebody sends me an inquiry and I ask them for a sample of what they're looking for, and they're sending me all these photos that are in a studio with a black background, they're not my person. They're definitely not my person. So I can charge them, yes. Do I want to get more business like that? Because that person is going to post those photos with your name on it, yeah. Right? Or for example, if I teach somebody, I don't coach guys, for example. Like I've done some exceptions for people that I've known from even before coaching, that I have started businesses that I love dearly, but I don't promote to guys, right? So if I am coaching somebody or I'm photographing a guy and he posts the photos, well, guess what? His buddy in the office is going to call me, right? So now at that point, do I actually want to promote myself? Anything that you're putting in the world through your work, that's what you're going to get. So it's so important that you put your time and energy, which is a very scarce resource, right, into the things that you want to attract. And that is where branding comes in.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so interesting. So let's switch to the Neon Woman questions, which is,
yes, please,
ask everyone,
please,
at the end.
Yes.
So I created an acronym of the word woman because I really wanted to drill down to what I think being a woman encompasses. And I mean, being a woman encompasses so many things.
So many.
But I narrowed it down to love, fashion, your mindset, travel, and lifestyle.
Ooh, I love that.
So I see love as wild, fashion as original. Your mindset should be magnificent most of the time. Travel is adventurous, and a healthy lifestyle is necessary. And if you put each of those words together, you get the word woman. First of all, there's a new question, which is, what is the one song you play when you want to brighten your neon colors?
There is a song from Christina Perry. I believe it's called, it says, it's Christina Perry. I have it. I play it every time. I'm gonna like, it's in my YouTube. And it's Be My Forever. Oh, it's okay. Be My Forever by Christina Perry. And you guys have to listen, like if you have a powerful playlist, you should be playing this song because it's so uplifting.
Yeah, I'll add it to the official playlist. That's
awesome. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, so Ati, what about Love Is Wild to you?
So love, oh my God. So I've been married for 15 years to the love of my life. Like we have traveled all over the world. And for me, the wildest thing about love is really being authentic. Because so many people ask us, and by no means my marriage is perfect, right? Like we have ups and downs and crises and like arguments. But the one thing that is a constant, like we were just like talking about it, we're like, we need to hold on to each other really hard, like because everybody around us is like getting divorced or like, we're like, oh my goodness, like what is going on with these people? And I think that if I would have to say is again, who I am, which is we started this relationship from day one with always honesty first. And when I talk to friends, when I talk to other women, people are trying to get the other person to do what they want them to do without even talking about it, without asking for it, without, well, I shouldn't have to tell you what I want. And I'm like, right? Like I shouldn't have to tell my husband what I want. And I'm like, how do you want him to know?
Yeah.
Well, he shouldn't know. I'm like, no, he shouldn't know. Like he's not a mind reader. I'm the other way around. And expectations of the things, how they should be instead of falling in love with somebody for who they are. Sometimes we fall in love and this goes to friends too, right? We create friendships and we create these ideas on our mind that of things that they never were said, right? Agreements that they were never put out together. So we expect things from people where we all are in a different place and we have different filters and different experiences. So authenticity and being really honest about what you want, what you expect. And I think that's wild because it's very vulnerable.
Yeah, I love that. What about your fashion sense is original?
Oh girl, I need help. So I'm all for being comfortable. You're always going to find me on workout clothes, like right now. But then, like when I go out, when I really, really like fashion, but I need to be comfortable. So for me, it's all about mixing them too. And I think as my life changes and I'm putting more myself in camera and I'm actually hosting live events now, of course, I want to show up as this elevated version of myself and who I am as a brand. But at the same time, I want to be comfortable because that's when I shine. That's when I can like speak my truth, right? Like if I can move or whatever, like I'm all for energy. And I feel like when you're not comfortable, your energy can't flow. So yeah. So I always like, I actually have a stylist that helps me with some of the shoots and stuff. And sometimes I'm like, okay, I need help. I need this event. Can you dress me, but can I still be comfortable?
Yeah. It's interesting. As I get older, the need to be comfortable has just become at the forefront of everything.
Oh my God. Yes. I remember when I was younger, like I would wear like these stilettos and oh my God, I couldn't even walk. I don't even know what I was thinking.
Yeah. I think that's part of discovering yourself as a woman though, is to just
absolutely
put yourself through weird fashion choices.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you do to keep your mindset magnificent?
Oh, girl, I do so much mindset work. So right now, right at this very moment, what I'm doing is the morning routine has been a life changer for me. And I know not a lot of people agree with that. People are like, oh, you don't need to wake up at 5 a.m. to like be successful. But for me, having the morning for myself and really meditating and journaling and actually like really understanding that I had blind spots, right? That I had a lot of mindset issues that is okay. Right. So that was the biggest thing. So for me, it's like meditation, exercising, and really being on the forefront of things, like really being like, okay, where am I? How am I feeling? Checking in with myself, and really making sure that I'm aligned with my core values.
I love that. I've been doing a lot of self-development this year because I turned 30 in January, and
you're so young.
Been an interesting,
so old compared to you.
Interesting journey as a 30-year-old so far. But as part of that, I've been trying to get up at 5 or 5:30 and journal and not look at my phone for at least an hour.
That is the hardest one for me. The phone is the hardest one.
But it's, so my partner's like, you don't need to get up 2 hours before you start work. But it just sets me up for the day. It's crazy.
I love it. And I have a son. So, you know, in the morning, once I wake him up, the hour until I get him to school, it's kind of crazy. So for me to get up and have those 2 hours, and I get up and I meditate and I'm doing some breath work. I just recently started with that and really setting the tone for my day. Because when you have your own business, you have to manage yourself. So I always try to think, what would I ask of me if it wasn't me? Mm. Like, if I was an employee, okay, let's manage this employee. So I'm thinking, I'm trying to put myself on the CEO hat and like, how is the day going to go? Because at the end of the day, I'm still one woman running my show. I have a VA, right? But like, that person depends on me giving them directions. So always like working on me first. And what I realize is when I don't, my day just goes kind of sideways. Like, yeah. I'm like being like pushed around by my day instead of me being in control.
Yeah, absolutely. Where is the most adventurous place that you've traveled to?
I'm going to say Dominica in the Caribbean. Not Dominican Republic, but Dominica.
I've never been to either of them.
Yeah, that was wild. It was amazing. It was really amazing. It's where Jurassic Park was filmed. So it's all green and lush. And yeah, it was really cool.
Amazing. I miss traveling. You know, I can't wait to travel
again. You know, I miss traveling too. But then this summer, we did a lot of like short trips. And then I was ready to come home. I'm like, I'm good.
What is necessary to you to have a healthy lifestyle? And I put it in quotes because healthy means different things for different people.
To be honest, is that time for myself. And lately, because I'm so passionate about my business, like my eating habits have been kind of struggling, right? And like, I haven't been working out as I used to. So I finally was like, okay, no. Like, this needs to stop, because I think that when I eat healthy, when I exercise, when I do all that, I feel better. But because I already know who I am in a sense, and I know that, for example, me going to a gym for an hour and just working out doesn't really do it. It's really boring. It bores my mind. So the only time in my life that I've been very good with exercising is when I was doing triathlons. So I just signed up for a triathlon yesterday, and it's just short. I used to do longer distances, but like, I don't have the time to put right now. Like, I don't want to be training out there for 3 hours, but I do have the time to wake up in the morning, meditate, do breath work, and go do a workout.
Yeah.
So I just signed up for a triathlon. So hopefully that's going to like give me some motivation, me against me, right? Yeah. To better and,
I love that. And then, which women or women are inspirational to you? They can be famous or non-famous.
Ooh, there is so many. So I'm obsessed with Shakira. Shakira is my girl. But then so I'm in a coaching program with Kelly Roach from the Unstoppable Entrepreneurs. And I really, really love her because she has an amazing story. She used to be a pro cheerleader, Fortune 500, you know, top of the chain. And then she left to do her own thing. And there is so many women that inspire me. But I think that the biggest thing is really looking also at peers, people that are doing very inspiring things in my community. So yeah, of course, my coach inspires me. And obviously that's probably why I chose her, right? And Shakira, I love everything that she does for children, and she's Latino, right? Like me. But I don't know. I feel like for me, Oprah is like, right? We all love Oprah. Who doesn't? Yeah. That is the best example of a personal brand, right? Yes. Like Oprah is the best example. Like, yeah, you can say, oh, she's a host at a TV show. There is so many things. You can say so many things about her. But at the end of the day, Oprah is the most inspirational woman out there. So yeah, those could be right at this very moment the three people I'm looking at.
I love to ask that question last because I think as women we're pitted against each other. We're portrayed as like, you know, women don't like other women. And I just love to ask that because as women, I think we're all inspired by other women.
But I really truly believe, and this is a conviction, but I may be wrong, and I'm still trying to like somebody to prove me wrong, which is women, we all want to be supporting each other. Mm. We want to support other people. We want to have a community. We want to help each other. But you have to be on that self-development train. We are not taught to do that. We are educated. We are brought up without all those things, which guys, and depending on the country, depending on the culture, it could be different. But I know that I was never told, right? Like, oh my God, you guys need to be team players, or you have to help the other girl next to you. In my school, like if the other girl was prettier, if the other girl had better grades, like there was always some sort of like unhealthy competition. Yep. And when I started trying to get out of the male dominated environment that I was looking for women that I admire. And I wanted to support them.
Yeah.
So now I provide that space for other women, right? Mm-hmm. Now, that doesn't mean you have to be best friends with every single person that comes your way, no. But camaraderie and really looking to create those connections that are right for you. The connections doesn't need to be with every single person. You're not gonna connect, it's just like dating. You're not gonna connect with everybody.
Yeah.
But creating that tribe that can help you, that tribe that you trust people and you can actually talk about the hard shit, right? Because entrepreneurship is hard.
Yep.
Right? You're alone, like doing all the things and wearing all the hats. So until your business starts growing, and then when it starts growing, it's even harder because now you have to make decisions. And I believe that as women, for some reason, we are not brought up. My mom is a very strong woman, and still, I don't think she really raised me to make decisions the way I'm making decisions now. I had to really do that personal development to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, what's next for you? What upcoming projects do you have, and where can people connect with you as well?
The place where people can always find me, because I do have a launch coming up, but the launch is going to be before October. But where people always can find me is on Instagram at ati.g.branding, which is ati.g.branding. They can also go to my website, which is my name, atigreenspan.com. And I also have a Facebook group. It's called the Be You Brand Tribe, where I go live every Tuesday. I have a live show where I share all the little things that you can do to build a brand that stands out in the saturated market. So those are the three places they can find me. Come find me on Instagram. Tell me you found me on the Neon podcast, and I'll hook you up.
Perfect. Ati, thank you so much. This has been Amazing.
Yay! This was awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Neon Woman podcast. Neon Woman was produced by me, Chloe, and Neon Network Production. Make sure to follow us on Instagram or check out neonwoman.com for all the latest episodes, blog posts, and more.